我非常感谢，靠着这个高科技，我们虽然不能够见面，但是还是可以一起敬拜。
And I don't know if you realize this or not, but this is the first time in the 2,000-year history of the church where we can't gather for worship in person.
我不想大家有没有想到这一点，就是教会在2000年的历史有史以来，这是第一次教会不能够面对面的聚集敬拜。
Of course, there's been times when certain countries or places couldn't meet, but this is the first time the whole worldwide church can't meet together.
当然，在过去有些国家或者有些在时段中，我们有些教会是不能够聚集的。但是这是有史以来第一次，全世界性的教会不能面对面的聚集敬拜。
And this is one of the only things that have been changing in our world due to COVID-19.
因为这个冠状病毒的原因，所以我们就不能够改变了教会聚会的一种传统。
Our jobs have changed, how we raise our children has changed, how we shop, and how we go about just our simple tasks of life.
然后这只是所有的改变，我们改变的现象其中之一。另外，包括我们上班的状况，我们如何的教养我们的儿童，我们如何去购物，都因为这个冠状病毒而有所改变。
And although it's only temporary, I know for me, it's brought a lot of extra anxiety into my life.
虽然这只是暂时性的，但是对我个人来说也增加了许多的焦虑感。
I have to try to figure out how to work from home, homeschool my kids, do grocery shopping, and stay safe and healthy and find time to rest.
然后必须要想办法怎么样能从家里办公，然后想办法怎么样能够在家里教养我的孩子，而且像购物等等的都有所改变。最重要的是还要保持我们的维持我们的卫维持我们的健康，然后还要找时间来休息。
Each day is different, and each day has its own challenges.
每天都有不同的忧虑，不同的问题。
And each day there's more news talking about the spread of the virus and prolonging the order to stay at home.
然后每天我们听到更多有关于冠状病毒的消息，以至于我们必须要延长留在家里的时间。
And I can guess that a lot of you are anxious too. I know many of you are waking up each day with the same anxieties I mentioned and maybe even more that I didn't mention.
我想你们跟我大概也有同感吧，相信你们每天醒来的时候就感到铺天盖地，感到这个焦虑感的攻击，甚至有些事情是我没有提到的。
And it's hard to get rid of these fearful thoughts because the moment you get over one thought, there's another new news piece and another fearful thought to take its place.
因为是很难能够甩掉这种焦虑感，因为当一件事情解决以后，紧接着就是另外一件事情让你去焦虑。
There's always plenty to worry about: money, food, health, safety.
然后很多事情让你去忧虑的，像金钱、食物、健康、安全等等的。
But it doesn't have to be this way.
但是我们必须要不必要处于这样的一个状态中。
There is a way to have peace in the midst of these anxieties and the COVID-19 crisis.
即使在这样一个冠状病毒给我们带来焦虑中，我们还是有可以得到内心的平安。
If you have your Bible with you, you can turn to Philippians 4, 6 through 7, and we're going to see what the scripture has to say about anxiety.
如果您手边有圣经的话，请您翻到腓立比书四章五到七节，看看圣经对焦虑是怎么说的。
Philippians is a letter written by the Apostle Paul to the church at the city of Philippi.
腓立比书是保罗写给在腓立比的教会的一封书信。
And he wrote this letter while he was imprisoned in Rome, awaiting trial in front of Caesar himself.
所以当他写这封信的时候，他是陷在罗马的监狱中，正在等待，等待着罗马皇帝的审判。
If anyone had the right to feel anxious, it was Paul.
如果任何人有权利去感觉到焦虑的话，我想保罗是一定合格的。
But the whole letter of Philippians is filled with hope and thanksgiving.
但是腓立比书却是充满了希望，充满了感恩。
So, what we're going to see when we read this verse is that if you follow what Paul is saying, you can get peace in the midst of anxiety.
所以当你在追寻这段经文的时候，你就可以在这个焦虑，在这个危机中得到平安。
So we're going to read Philippians 4, starting with the second half of verse 5. I'll read it to you. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书四章五到七，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心主已经尽了，应当一无挂虑，又要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
So this verse has three things that happen when we pray that will give us peace.
所以这一段经文告诉我们，当我们祷告的时候，有三件事情要发生。
And it's a very simple message, but it is very effective in our life.
虽然信息看起来好像很简单，但是对我们的生活中的帮助是非常大的。
So we're going to look at those right now.
我们来看一下。
So number one is when you pray,You must remember that God is with you.
对，第一件就是当你祷告的时候，必须要记得神是与你同在的。
Before anything, Paul reminds us that the Lord is at hand.
做在提任何事之前，保罗第一件就提醒我们说，神主已经近了。
Literally, this means he is nearby or close to you.
这句话说白了就是神非常的靠近你。
Why does Paul begin a statement about prayer with reminding us that the Lord is near?
保罗为什么要提到以祷告来让我们知道神是与我们亲近的呢？
Well, this is because it's a blanket statement of who God is and how we approach him when we pray.
因为这是一个告诉我们神是如何的一个神，然后我们怎样能够接近他。
The first thing you have to know is when you pray, it's only possible to pray to God because he loves you and you have a relationship with him already.
所以你必须要祷告神，必须记得我们能够向他祷告是因为神爱我们，而且他跟我们有一个亲密的关系。
The Bible is full of commands not to worry.
圣经提到许多有关于不要忧虑的经节。
Jesus tells us not to worry because worry can't add a single hour to our life.
耶稣基督告诉我们不要担忧，因为担忧是于事无补的。
He tells us not to let our hearts be troubled, and he tells us to fear not.
他告诉我们不要让我们的心被搅乱，叫我们不要惧怕。
The Bible is also full of commands to seek after God.
所以也告诉我们说要先求神。
Jesus says, seek first the kingdom.
耶稣说要先求神的国。
And Peter says in 1 Peter 5, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
然后彼得在彼得前书也五章七节也告诉我们，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
But how can we do any of this if we think that God is far off and not interested in our lives?
但是我们如果认为神是离我们的很远，然后对我们也不感兴趣的话，我们怎么能够做到这点呢？
This is why Paul reminds us when we pray to remember the Lord is near.
所以保罗才特别提示我们说，当我们祷告的时候，要 知道神是与我们非常亲近的，而且是。
This establishes the attitude that we have when we must pray.
所以当我们祷告时，必须要有一个正确的态度。
In Hebrews 4:16, we read, "Let us then come with confidence and draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need."
希伯来书4:16说，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
See, God is near us, and he's waiting for us to ask him for what we want. He wants to meet our needs.
对，神就在我们身边，而且他要我们开口去祈求，然后他就会满足我们，顾念我们的需求。
Have you ever watched a young mom or dad watching after their child at a park or maybe a shopping mall?
您在公园或者是在购物中心的时候，有没有注意到，当小孩子身边的父母是怎么样一个作为呢？
Most parents will follow right behind their kids as they walk around.
对，当这个小孩子在前面那个跌跌撞撞的走的时候，后面是跟着他们的父母。
The parents are waiting to meet their kids' needs.
对，父母是随时准备好来，满足他的小孩的需要的。
To wipe their nose, to pick up their toy, to change their diaper, whatever they need.
好比说，帮他们擦擦鼻涕，帮他们捡起地上的玩具，或者是帮他们换一下他们的尿不湿，任何的需求，他们是随时待命。
So, God is the same way with us. He is right next to us, waiting to meet our needs, whether it's big or a small need.
对我们神也是如此，他是随时在我们身边，随时准备来照顾我们，大小事都是如此。
So what does this mean for you?
对你来说，这意味着什么呢？
It means that you must remember that you are God's child, and he is ready and waiting to meet your needs.
所以你必须记得你是神的儿女，因为他是就在你的旁边，而且他是随时待命，准备来照顾你。
But you must be confident of this, and you have to ask him.
所以你必须要有信心，必须要能够开口去问，去求。
Every moment of every day, you can draw near to God and ask, because he is already near to you and wants to answer.
所以你每天的每一时刻，你都可以靠近神，向神开口，因为他就在你的身旁，而且他也是准备要回答你。
So we must remember that God is near.
我们必须记得神就在你身边。
And this leads us to a second thing we must do in prayer to battle anxiety and worry.
所以我们就讲到第二点。
When you pray, ask God for what you need.
就当你祷告的时候，向神求，为你所需的向神求。
In our verse, Paul says that we must pray by prayer and supplication.
所以保罗在这个经节讲说，我们必须要借着祷告以祈求来向神求。
So prayer is just the general word for talking with God, but supplication means asking God to meet your needs.
对，祷告讲简单点，就是与神对话。我们祈求就是把你所需要的告诉神。
God is waiting to meet our needs, but he wants us to ask him for what we need.
对，是神随时准备来照顾我们，但是我们必须要开口向他求，告诉他我们的所需。
So instead of worrying about our needs, we ask God to meet them.
所以与其在那边担心受怕，我们不如张开口向神祈求。
These are really your two options in life. You can either worry about things or ask God to meet them.
所以你的选择事实上就只有两个，一个是担心受怕，一个是开口向神求。
And really, the whole point of Paul's words can be summed up in worry about nothing and pray about everything.
所以保罗这一段的经文，我们可以总结来说一句话，就是说不要担心任何事。要向神求所有的事。
Yes, worry about nothing and pray about everything.
再一次，不要为任何的事情担心，但是要将所有的事告诉神，向他求。
In Matthew 6:25, Jesus says, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?"
马太福音六章二十五节告诉我们，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么；为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Jesus goes on to say, later in this verse, if God can feed the birds, he will feed you, because you are more valuable than the birds.
所以耶稣在这一段话里同样的在下面继续讲说，
And if God can clothe the flowers, he will clothe you, because you are more valuable than the flowers.
神如果那个照顾鸟能够照顾花的话，他岂能不照顾你吗？因为你比这些花跟鸟更为尊贵，更为宝贵。
What Jesus is saying is that how God treats his creation is proof that he will care for you too, because you're his most special creation.
所以耶稣在这里做的比喻就表示告诉一个证明，告诉你说他既然能够照顾这些微小的东西，你这么重要的东西，这么宝贵的东西，他岂能不照顾你呢？
He will meet all of your needs.
他会照顾你所有的需要。
As Jesus says in Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, all the things you need, will be added to you.
所以耶稣接着在马太福音六章三十三又说，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们的。
So if you set your mind on God's kingdom, meaning you orient your life around God and what he values, then he promises to meet all of your physical needs.
对，当你先求他的国，意思就是说你把你的生命以及所重要的东西都以神为主的话，他就会供应你的所需。
When people face trials, they often turn to prayer only as a last resort.
当我们遇到问题的时候，我们往往把祷告放在最后一位。
Maybe you've seen people who are sick and have tried every medical solution and then say, well, I've tried everything else. I guess I'll pray.
我们常常听到有人说在生病了以后，然后说，哎呀，我试过所有的医药，所有的医生，结果都不见效。好了，我现在只剩下的就是什么？就是祷告吧。
Or maybe you've seen people in a difficult spot at work.Try everything in their own power and then say, I've tried everything I know to get through this situation and nothing worked, so I'll pray now.
或者在你工作地方，你看到有些人试着解决一些困难以后都没有办法的时候，就会说，哎呀，我已经试了所有的方法了，然后都没办法解决，我现在就剩下来就是只能祷告了。
In both of these instances, prayer was a last effort to resolve the problem.
在这种状况下，祷告变成一个最后的一招。
Only after all the other options were eliminated did this person decide to pray.
在所有的招都不好使以后，这个人才觉得说，哦，我要抓住最后那个办法，那就是祷告。
But instead of prayer being a last resort, it should be one of the first things we do.
但是事实上，祷告不应该是最后一个，应该是最先想到的。
The Lord answers prayer, and he wants us to come to him over and over with all of our needs.
所以神是听祷告的，而且他要我们不断地到他面前祈求，为我们所需的祈求。
This is why Paul says in 1 Thessalonians to pray without ceasing.
也为什么保罗在帖加罗尼说前书五章第十七节讲的说不住的祷告。
So how does this work in your daily life?
对你来说，如何应用在你的日常生活中呢？
One suggestion I have is to catch your thoughts.
我给你一个建议，就是说稳住你的心怀意念。
So what do I mean by this?
这什么意思呢？
We all have worries and fears going through our mind all the time.
我们心里往往是闪过许无数的意念，无数的令我们担忧的事情。
And instead of focusing on these,Stop right there and pray about them.
然后与其 一天到晚就在担心担心，我们不如打住，然后开始祷告。
Right when you first get anxious or scared or worried, stop and pray.
你一旦感到忧心或者感到恐惧的时候，你跟自己讲说，打住，我现在就要祷告。
Ask God for what you need right away and don't let all of your worries pile up.
然后马上向神祷告，不要让你的忧虑一直添加。
Another thing you can do is keep a prayer journal.
另外一件事，你可以记在一个本子上，祷告的本子上。
This is pretty simple. You just write down your prayers, and then you also write when God meets them.
很简单，把你祷告的事项写下来，然后在后面加注神何时实现你的祷告。
And when you do this, you'll begin to see how faithful God is in meeting your needs.
所以你如此做的时候，你就看到神是如何一个信实的神。
And then you can also ask others to join you in prayer.
你也可以请别人跟你一起祷告。
And you pray for their needs, and they pray for yours.
可以彼此互相为彼此的需求代祷。
So when you pray, number one, remember God is with you.
所以当你祷告的时候，第一样要事就是记住神与你同在。
And number two, you ask God for what you need.
为你所需的向神祈求。
And number three, when you pray, you thank God.For what he gives you.
第三样就是当你祷告的时候，要记得要为神所赐给你的感谢他。
Oftentimes, Paul will put these two words together, thanksgiving and prayer.
保罗常常把祷告跟感恩放在一起。
They go hand in hand.
他们是一体的两面。
This is because there are blessings you hope God will give you, that's prayer.And there are blessings he's already given you, that's thanksgiving.
所以当你为需求向神祷告的时候，这是祈祷。当你向神献上对已经实现的祝福感谢的时候，这个就是感谢。
See, some people's prayers may just be complaining to God.
有些人当时为神祷向神祷告的时候，经常就是一些抱怨。
Other people are impatient, so they get angry at God for not meeting their needs fast enough or in the way they want.
有的人他失去了耐心，常常为神没有马上实现，或者实现的时候，没有遂到他心愿，对神发怒而发怒，对神发怒。
So Paul reminds us to ask God for what we need with an attitude of thankfulness.
所以保罗提醒我们，当我们向神祈求的时候，我们必须要有一个感恩的态度。
There is always something to be thankful for. But if you're having trouble being thankful, I want to give you three areas you can find God's blessings.
我们随时随刻都有感谢的 事情。如果你 有些困难的话，我可以帮助你。
First, you can thank God for past favors.
你可以 为神过去的恩典而祷告。
At the very least, you have salvation.
最起码您有这个救恩吗？
God has redeemed you from your past and given you a new life, and this is something you can be thankful for every single day.
神把你从过去的罪中赎出来，赐给你新的生命，这是你每天都可以感恩的事。
I'm sure you can also think of some personal ways God has met your needs in the past.
然后在你个人的经验中，你也可以找出许多值得向神感谢的事。
Has he provided for you, healed you, repaired a relationship? Thank God for that.
他曾经供应过你，曾经医治过你，曾经帮你恢复了关系。为这些事情，你都要感谢神。
God is faithful, and if he provided for you in the past, he will do it again.
神是信实的，所以他既然以往能如此做，未来就必能再如此做。
You can also thank God for his present blessings.
你可以为目前的祝福来向神献上感谢。
If you stop and think about it, there's always something to be thankful for right now, today.
如果你能够停一下，然后仔细思考一下， 今天就有许多事情你值得向神献上感谢的。
If you have a place to live, you can be thankful. If you have food, you can be thankful.
如果您有个地方住，你应该感谢。如果您有东西吃，您应该感谢。
If you have clothes, you can be thankful. Even if you are just breathing, you have a reason to be thankful.
如果您身上有衣穿，你应该感谢。甚至您能够现在能够呼吸，你就应该感谢神。
So I encourage you each day, find specific things God has blessed you with and thank him.
对，每天找出实际的神曾经帮神帮助我给你的祝福来感谢他。
So you can thank God for your present blessings, but you can also thank him for his future provision.
所以你可以为目眼下的祝福祷告，感谢你，更可以为未来的祝福来感谢。
You don't even have to wait for God to provide before you start thanking him.
你不用等到神已经供应的时候再去感谢他，你可以马上就感谢他。
In confidence that he will meet your needs, you can thank him while you ask.
你既然深信他必供应你的话，所以当你在问要求的时候，求的时候就可以感谢他。
So for example, maybe you need a new job.
也许您需要一个工作。
And you can say, Father, I need you to provide a job for me, and I thank you that you will provide the right job at the right time, and I praise you in advance for this.
父神，我需要您给我一部分工作，然后我相信您在这个适当的时间必会赐给我一个适当的工作，为此我先献上感谢。
So what are some things you personally need that you can start thanking God for in advance?
所以您有什么需求的话，去求神的时候，你就可以马上献上感谢。
So what is the result of all of this?
所以当我们做到这几样的，我们的结果是什么呢？
If we come to God in prayer, and we know he's near, and we give him our requests and our thanksgiving, what happens?
所以当我们知道神就在我们身旁，也知道他必会供应的时候，然后我们也献上我们的感谢的时候，什么事情会发生呢？
So the result of all of this is God's peace will guard your heart and your mind.
这个结果就是神的平安便会保守你们的心怀和意念。
So this is what we're after when we pray. We want God's peace.
所以当我们祷告，我们要的是什么？就是神从神那里来的平安。
But what is God's peace? Is this different from a normal peace that we can give ourselves?
神的平安是什么呢？是跟我们经常所讲的平安有不同吗？
It's very different and it's much better.
当然有所不同，而且是更好。
So the peace of God is an inward peace of the soul that comes from God and is grounded in his promise and presence in your life.
对，从神而来的平安是一种内心的灵魂深处发出的一种平安，而且它是基于对神的应许跟神的同在。
And since it's God's peace, it doesn't depend on our circumstance. It's just based on who God is and his loving character.
对，神来的平安并不是在乎于我们所处的环境，而是在乎于神他的爱的特质。
But unfortunately, having the peace of God doesn't mean you won't have trouble.
但是有神的平安并不表示你就没有任何的困难了。
But it does mean that when you do have trouble, you will have total well-being because God saves you and he provides for you.
而是说当你有到困难的时候，因为神救赎了你，神会，你深信神会供应你。所以你的身心灵能够达到一种最佳的状态，这就是神来的平安。
So in fact, in the Old Testament, peace and salvation are always put together.
所以在旧约中，平安跟救赎往往是连在一起的。
You'll find many verses where they are mentioned side by side.
对，很多地方你就看到救赎跟平安是在一起的。
This is because you have the peace of God when God gives you salvation.
就是因为当你有了神的救赎的时候，你就有神从那里来的平安。
And in Hebrew, the word for salvation is Yeshua, which is Jesus' name in Hebrew.
所以希伯来字这个救赎的字眼就是耶和耶稣，就是耶耶稣啊，就是耶稣的名字。
So when you have Jesus, you have God's peace.
所以当你有了耶稣，你就有神那里来的平安。
So what does this peace of God do in your life?
所以这个求神来的平安在你生活中有什么作用呢？
Well, it does two things. And the first thing it does is the peace of God surpasses every thought.
所以有两个作用。第一个就是神的平安能够超越所有的你所有的意念。
Some people think this means that the peace of God is a mystery.
有人认为神的平安好像是一种奥秘。
But what it actually means is that no matter what anxious thought we have, God can overcome it.
事实上他就是说不管你有任何的忧虑神的平安能够超过你的心怀意念。
We can try to give ourselves peace through our own mind, but we'll ultimately fail.
我们靠到自己来制造这个平安是最终都会失败的。
There are some trials that are just too big for us to face on our own.
有些困难试炼对我们来说实在是太大了，太困难了。
But if Jesus is the Lord of your life, you can rest in him despite any circumstance in your life.
但是如果耶稣基督是你生命中的主，你可以在任何的环境中，你都可以安稳在他的怀里。
So, God's peace surpasses every thought.
对，神的平安能够超过所有的人的所有的心怀意念。
And the peace of God also guards your hearts and minds in Christ.
神的平安同样也能够保护你的心跟你的意。
The word guard is a military term.
这里这个保护是一种军事的用语。
So imagine if you had the police or the army constantly guarding your home.
如果你可以想象，运用你的想象力，有一队警察或者是一队军队常常驻防在你的家中，家的旁边。
They are well trained and ready for any danger, like a SWAT team or the Army Rangers.
所以他们就像经过严格训练的特种兵组兵队一样，经常的保护在你的周围。
So every hour, day and night, they're constantly looking for trouble and would protect you and your family from it.
所以无时不刻他们就在警觉的，有任何的风吹草动，他们就会来保护你跟你的家人。
That would make you feel really secure.
你这样是不是觉得非常的有安全感呢？
It would give you a lot of peace knowing they were looking out for you every moment, right?
所以你会有很多的平安，很多的安，很非常的安心，因为知道呢，随时随刻的都在警觉着，在保护着你。
And this is how God's peace is. It's even better.
这就是类似神的平安，甚至比这个更好。
Every moment of every day, the peace of God can protect your mind from every worry and fear and anxiety.
所以我每天的每个时刻，神的平安会保护你的心，你的意，让你脱离所谓的担心、害怕、焦虑等等。
So God guards our hearts and our minds, and this encompasses your whole being.
所以神他保守你的心怀意念，这个心跟意就包括一个基督徒所有的一切。
He's guarding your feelings and your thoughts and your actions.
所以他保护你在你的情感上，在你的思维上，在你的行动上。
And God is guarding our hearts and minds in Christ.
而且他这种保护是在耶稣基督里的中的一种保护。
See, outside of Christ, there is no peace. But in him, under his salvation, you can have perfect peace.
因为在耶稣之外是没有真正的平安，但是在当你在耶稣里，你在他的救赎中的时候，你就会有完全的平安，完全的 和平平安。
So, are you in Christ? You may have accepted him, but do you surrender your whole life to him every day?
那我们要问就是说，你在基督里吗？你有接受他吗？你有把你的整个人生都交给他吗？
You must do this if you want his peace.
你必须要如此行，如果你要他的平安。
He will let you run your own life if you want to.
如果你坚持的话，他会让你来掌管自己的人生。
But if you do things your way, you'll have limited peace, and not the kind of peace that surpasses all of your worries.
但是当你这样做的话，你的平安是非常有限的，不能够得到像从耶稣基督神那里得到平安。
When Paul wrote to the Philippians, they were like us in many ways.
所以当保罗写这个腓立比书的时候，他们是跟我非常相似，处在一个非常相似的处境中。
They faced persecution, hunger, conflict, threats to their health, and many of the same problems we face today during the COVID-19 crisis.
就像我们今天面对着冠状病毒一样，他们面对许多的逼迫，面对饥渴、饥饿，面对的危险，面对的许多对他们身体的健康的一种威胁。
We're surrounded by challenges and problems in this crisis that can lead us to worry and be anxious.
我们今天因为面对这么大的一个危机，大家面对许多的挑战跟问题，我们很容易变成非常的担心，非常的焦虑。
But Paul's message to the Philippians and to us is, do not be anxious.
但是保罗给腓立比书人同样给我们的信息是说，不要挂虑。
Remember, Jesus says, do not worry, and Paul says, do not be anxious.
我记得耶稣说不要忧虑，保罗说不要挂虑。
If they could command us to do it, that means it is possible for us to do.
他们既然能有这样的命令我们，就表示这是可以做到的。
There's a way to stop worrying and to stop being anxious, and that comes by prayer and thanksgiving.
所以要做到这点的话，就是要通过祷告跟感谢。
We must come to God in prayer and remember that He is waiting to meet our needs.
我们必须要来到神的面前祷告，并且记得他正在等待着我们，然后他必会看过我们。
We must ask for what we need, and we must thank God for the blessings He gives us each day.
我们必须要向他为我们所求的向他求，然后我们必须要感谢他，为我们每天生命中的一些祝福向他感谢。
There's a story about an old farmer who plowed around a large rock in his field year after year.
有一关于这个老农夫的一个故事，因为他的田里有块大石头，所以他经年累月的就必须绕着这个石头去种田。
He had broken a lot of equipment and that rock, and he grumbled about how much trouble the rock had caused.
然后因为这个大石头也让他用坏了许多的工具。
So one day, he decided to finally dig it up and be done with it.
有一天他终于下了决心了，要把这石头给他挖走，然后就一次性的解决这个问题。
So he put a large crowbar under it and found out, to his surprise, that the rock was only a foot thick.
然后他大吃一惊的，当他想把这个石头撬开的时候，他大吃一惊发现这个石头居然还不到一尺厚。
So he was able to quickly get it out of the ground and take it away.
就他很快的就把石头挖了起来，然后把这个石头给丢了。
And he laughed at how much trouble that rock had caused him. He thought it was big, and it wasn't that big.
然后他就跟笑着对自己说，哎呀，没想到这个所谓的大石头，让我这么多年的担心受怕了这么多年，就是没有必要的。
And not every trouble in our lives can be removed as easily as the rock.
当然不是每个的问题都能够像这块石头那么一样的被轻易的挪走。
But prayer is an effective way to handle difficulties of all sizes.
但是祷告的确是应付所有大小事、大小困难的最好的、最好的。
And Paul told us to use prayer in every situation we face.
所以保罗告诉我们在所有的事情上都要，都要祷告。
Sometimes when we pray, the problem goes away quickly, and it's much smaller than we thought.
有的时候，当我们祷告的时候，我们的问题就马上就解决了，神让问题马上都解决了。
Other times, we might learn that the obstacle is immovable and we have to learn to live with it.
有的时候我们发现说这个问题，这个麻烦是没有办法被挪走的，我们必须要学着怎样与它共存。
So prayer becomes a way for us to get God's wisdom and strength and patience.
对，透过祷告，我们可以从神那里得到他的智慧，他的能力，以及他的忍耐，他的耐力。
And when we use prayer, like the old farmer used the crowbar, we can keep our problems can keep us from becoming victims of worry and anxiety.
所以，当我们用祷告，就像那个移动这个石头的这个敲的那个棍子的时候，我们就可以让我们免于我们自己成为忧虑的牺牲品。
So, will you commit to bringing your worries and your anxieties and your daily needs to God each day through prayer?
所以我想问一下大家，你是不是准备好把你所有的忧虑都交给神呢？把你日常的所需都交给神呢？透过祷告。
Let's practice this right now.
我们现在就来练习一下，请大家跟我一起祷告。
Will you pray with me?
请大家跟我一起祷告。
Father, thank you for being with us right here, right now.
我们感谢你现时现刻就与我们同在。
Thank you that you love us and care for all of our needs, whether they're big needs or small needs.
我们感谢神，你是如此的爱我们，对我们日常的照顾，不管大小的问题都顾念我们。
And thank you for giving us a way to talk to you through prayer.
也感谢你让我们能够通过祷告能与你交通。
There are so many anxieties that we have right now.
目前我们眼下有许多的焦虑。
People are worried about their jobs and about having enough food.
人们在开始担心他们的工作，他们有没有足够的食物呢？
Other people are scared they might get sick.
许多人担心他们会受到这个病毒菌的感染。
And other people are just so tired of being stuck inside their house. And not being able to meet with other people in person.
Yeah, 很多人就是因为在关在家里，不能与外界接触，觉得非常的烦闷。
And it's so easy for us to let these fears define our reality.
对，我们常常被这些恐惧所控制，以及失去的对现实生活的一些真相的感受。
But we know this isn't the truth, and that you are greater than any of these problems.
我们知道你是超越一切的，你比这些都要伟大。
So we bring our needs to you and ask you to meet them because you love us.
所以我们把我们的所有的需求都带到你面前，因为我们深信你是爱我们的，你必顾念我们。
And we're so grateful for all of the blessings that you have given us in the past and today in the present and the blessings that will come in the future.
我们现在就为我们过去的恩典显下的祝福，甚至是未来的祝福，都献上祷告。
We know that you will meet our needs, and our job is just to follow you.
我们知道你必供应，我们唯一要做的就是跟随你。
So we thank you for life and for your salvation.
我们感谢你给我们的救恩以及我们的新的生命。
And we just ask this week, as everyone is going about their business, that you will guard their hearts and minds.
我们求神你继续保守我们每一个人的心怀意念。
We ask that you will give them your peace, which is bigger than every situation.
我们求神你赐给我们从你所来的平安，就是超越所有一切的平安。
We ask that you give us a peace that is surpassing all of our anxieties and fears.
这样的平安是能够克服我们所有的忧虑。
We ask that no matter what happens in our week, that you can give us a sense of well-being, even in the midst of the storm.
这个我们一切的身心里的一 界最佳的状态，即使是处在这样一个环境中。
We love you and we ask these things in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.
我们爱你，然后奉主耶稣基督的圣名这样的求，感谢，祷告。Amen.
All right, we thank you, Jeremy, to give us the message.